Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today we're going to be talking about travel and why we need travel. And I know it's sort of a weird time when we're dealing with a pandemic, but I think it couldn't be a better time really to talk about it. And we're talking with an expert about it. Her name is Monica Orosky. Oh, good. She's smiling. For those of you listening, she's smiling. I got it right. And she is the vice president and co-founder of Yampu Tours. I didn't ask her how to pronounce that, so I'm hoping it's Yampu.
Yes, great.
Okay. Yampu Tours and Yampu Go, which she started with her husband 22 years ago. And her travel experience comes firsthand, taking multiple trips with her husband and kids. And now she helps others plan awesome trips. She's got an eye for detail, a knack for knowing what her clients will like and what they won't like, even after knowing them for a short amount of time, which is really cool. And she's got an impeccable memory for keeping track of even the smallest bit of information. So it's what has led her to become one of the most trusted and skilled people in the travel industry. And there's so much more that I could actually say about this, but she's really good at just helping people with setting expectations and creating realistic expectations for her clients and helping and providing good customer service. And we're going to get into more of this, I know, as we go on. So first off, just welcome to Live, Love, Engage, Monica.
Thank you, Gloria. I'm so happy to be here to talk about travel today.
Yes. Well, I've had the travel bug, I think probably since I was a little kid, because we used to go, every year we started, I grew up in Michigan and my grandmother moved to Florida when I was little. And so I actually flew on a plane for the very first time by myself when I was only 7 years old. And got to be in first class on Delta Airlines and got the little wings, the stewardess at the time, they called them that, gave me, and made sure that I was safe and that. And I think that's probably what hooked me, because I always wanted to be able to travel. And last year, I finally even made it to Europe for the very first time. And I'm really glad that we got to go last year, since I wasn't able to get there this year. So I think... Actually, one of the first things I want to just talk to you about is maybe why is it so important for people to travel? And I know we're going to get to, the pandemic and what kind of wrench that's thrown into things. But I know I got to see where my grandparents lived, well, especially where my grandfather was born in Hungary and the town he lived in. And that really meant a lot to me. But why do you think it is so important that people should travel and experience different cultures?
I think that if everyone traveled, we would not have the problems we have today. And I didn't know it all these years that that was going to be the end game, what I ended up accomplishing by traveling all over the world. Mm. But it is. I have been all over the world, and everywhere I go, I meet people that are completely different from me. Mm. Yet we pray alike, we eat alike. Well, we eat different foods, but we, yeah. We love to eat. We have that in common. We have different religions, but all those religions have the same concepts, Right. I have seen people celebrating with their families. I have seen people crying with their families when their llama died, It just goes to show me that people all around the world are basically, there are good people and bad people everywhere, but I seem to only meet the good people when I travel. I don't know. I'm just really, I'm a really lucky travel angel. And traveling around the world and meeting people that are completely different than you, that have a different economies, you know, they're the kind of money that they survive on, and the kinds of foods they eat. It's so eye-opening to see that these people love me just the same as my neighbor loves me, probably more than my neighbor loves me, you know? So I think that if everyone traveled, then we wouldn't be spending our life focusing on our differences. And maybe we could focus on, first of all, loving our differences. Mm. And second of all, that we really are just very similar.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And that's why it is still in my intention to get back out there and do more traveling and to experience, to go to different countries and to really meet different people, because I think you're absolutely right. And I will make one aside. I love how you said that you only meet good people. And you know what that is? That's a reflection on you, because that shows that you are good at heart. And that's what you're resonating, you're attracting those people into your life. So that's no surprise to me.
That's great.
Yeah. What kind of, now, and let's talk a little bit about your business and what you do specifically, because I touched on it a little bit, but how do you, what kind of services do you provide, and how do you help people, maybe even engaging with like local communities when they're in like a different country, for instance?
Our clients come to us and we book everything for them, from the flights, the hotels, the permits, trains, cars, drivers. Everything is taken care of for them. So they're not doing very much while they're there on their own. You know, maybe they're wandering around and finding restaurants on their own, but we're doing everything for them. And I get to know my clients. And one thing that I want every client to experience when they go to a country, for example, Peru, everyone wants to go see Machu Picchu. Mm-hmm. And I want them to come back saying, yes, Machu Picchu was a spiritual, wonderful, awesome place. But I also want them to come back talking about the food and talking about the people that they met, mm-hmm. and the nature. And I want them to really experience the country and love it. And so there's several ways that I do this. One thing is I like to do some kind of interaction with locals that is authentic. Mm. So depending on their budget, we could do, you know, a whole day in a community. Maybe we do a volunteer exercise, or a family teaches us to cook, you know. In Peru, we do have we even do tea and dancing with a local family. And each family gets, every time I send a client, they get a different family so that the money gets spread around in this community.
That's good.
Yeah. But if somebody doesn't have the budget for that, maybe it's just going into the market and talking to the vendors there and, having the guide cut open a piece of fruit that's from the jungle that you've never seen before and taste it. Right. You know, so it really ranges from we've had clients, I do Pack for a Purpose, and I have several schools in Peru that I support. And so my clients, when they go travel to Peru, they get a little packing list. And if they bring those things, we'll either drop it off for them, or if they care to, you know, go and visit, and if they have time, we'll do that. But that is a meaningful way to make your trip, you know, leave something from your home that people need, and that makes your trip mean something.
Mm, that's awesome. What do you specialize in, like going to particular countries like Peru, or do you just leave it up to wherever the client says, you figure out a way to make it happen?
So we have our countries that we're best at. We started in Peru. That was our first country. My husband is Peruvian.
Oh, okay.
So I tend to use that a lot as examples. But we do sell all of South America, Africa, India and the Himalayas, all of Asia. While I'm in this pandemic, we're adding countries to our website that we've sold before but weren't on the website. Hmm. Like the Stans and Mongolia and Fiji, Tahiti, French Polynesia, Australia, New Zealand, all those have been added. We've been selling them for years, but they weren't on the website. We've been so busy. We never have slow seasons, you know, because if it's good in one country and it's bad in another, it's going to be good somewhere else. So we never have a slow season. So this is, I guess, a really, really long slow season.
Yeah.
And we're taking advantage by adding all this to the website. So I would say the only place that we really don't sell much of is the United States, because people can just do that on their own. They don't need, we want to sell places that we are needed.
Sure. That makes sense. Well, and you're mentioning that you're taking advantage of this downtime is to, you know, update your website. I mean, my heart breaks for so many people, industries, I mean, travel, especially like hotels, just local communities who depend on tourist dollars. I mean, I live in Florida, so we're a big tourist state and we're hurting because, you know, the theme parks aren't open and things like that. So how else are you managing this time and maybe even, well, let's just stick with that. I'm noticing I'm doing this lately. I'm asking two questions at a time to a guest. So let's just stick with that one. How else are you managing? What are you taking advantage of?
So in the beginning, it was everyone that was already planning on travel, we had to redo it. And a lot of them, we put it to the fall, and I don't know, we may end up having to move those to 2021. And then a lot of people just went ahead and said, let's do 2021. So we spent a lot of time just redoing old work to new dates.
Yeah.
And then I have built a travel school where I'm teaching, and this sounds really counterproductive, but I build a school so people can do what I do. If someone loves to travel and they want to sell travel, I'm teaching them how to do it. And I also have a school, a membership, where for people who are already in travel but want to really up their game and do really sophisticated trips like I do. I'm teaching them how I do it, and they get a new class every week. So I've built three schools so far, or three, courses so far. So I've been building these courses because I've never had time to put everything that's in my mind somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm putting all that down because I people are writing me and saying, oh, I can't wait till I can get out of here, you know? So I know we just have to wait it out however we can, you know? I mean, if you have to go out and Uber stuff around or, you know, do Postmates, whatever you have to do to survive right now, I'm not doing that. But, you know, if you needed to and you're in the travel industry, just do whatever you need to, because to suffice this small time, because when travel comes back, I believe it's going to be like everyone's just going to want to go all at once. As soon as like there's I'm thinking we might need a inoculation, you know, there are some countries that are starting to let Americans in now, very few, because Europe just decided no. And Australia and New Zealand are going to be off limits for a while. But there are a few places that we can send clients to. We can send them to Iceland today. We can do Tahiti. The Sri Lanka and the Maldives are opening in August. I was just thinking this morning, I wish I could just go to the Maldives. I wish I had the budget to just go there. And I think that that's going to be important. I think that there's going to be a time in the interim before we have a vaccination where we need to travel more carefully. And I'm going to be supporting small lodges, tented camps in Africa. And Tanzania is open. I think if you've always wanted to go to Tanzania, and that would be like a great place to go, because once you get out of the airport and you're in the tented camps in your own private Jeep, you know, it's just a great trip to do right now. So I'm going to be focusing on small properties, you know, like families traveling, you know, just whoever you've been quarantining with, that's who you travel with, you know, and you go to small properties, and it should be doing things right now based around nature. So rather than cultural, like right. a trip to Paris might be 2022, you know, a trip to Africa might be 2020, 2021.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Because I definitely think being out, and actually really being out in nature is probably one of the best things anyway. I mean, because the internet has made it so easy for people to even be able to go in and look at art. You know, you can go visit yeah. like museums and things like that. So yes, it is still nice to be able to see that stuff in person, but to be able to experience the actual land where you're visiting and to be able to see that, I think is great. How else do you think travel is going to maybe change going forward once we get sort of over this hump? I definitely do think there is going to be a pent up demand, or at least on my end anyway. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I think that that people are going to be really appreciative of mm-hmm. travel. I think that my clients already are. They come back every year and they want to do a new destination. And, but I think that more people will want to experience, I think a lot of people are going to want to go abroad and get away from the United States for a while. And I really think that small properties and experiences that are not crowded is going to be, I think mentally crowds is not going to feel good for a while.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Even when it's gone, I don't think I would feel as excited about being in a group of thousands of people as I would have 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that getting off the beaten track is going to be a trend in the future.
That's good. You know, one of the things we talk about on the show is I try to look at things even from a spiritual aspect. Do you see how does travel kind of fit into that? Do you see or have you experienced maybe even in your own travels? Is there a spiritual dimension, I guess, maybe, or spiritual quality to travel?
Oh, yes. If clients are open to spiritual experiences, I love that. And, you know, even we went on a cruise, the Aqua Expeditions cruise on the Mekong Delta between Vietnam and Cambodia. And we went to a temple, and the guide sat down and was explaining that how the people there go to the monks to get a blessing, and they wear this little red string around their wrist,
yeah.
And the blessing says, you know, this is a protection blessing. And so the guide was telling us, you know, that people go out, they think they're protected, so they go out and rob a bank, and you can't do that, you know. that the red string is a reminder to, you know, to think before you speak. Then speak, and then action. Do a good action based on what you said. And I have this right on my tip of my mind because I just posted this on Instagram a couple of days ago. That's why I'm using this example. But this is something that I didn't plan, that this just happens, you know. This was just part of the cruise, and, you know. But when you're traveling and you're visiting temples and you're meeting with people who explain to you, you know, and many of the people in Asia, I know that in Myanmar and Thailand, they said, like all the guys do a time being a monk for a while, you know, and they learn that. You learn these things as you travel around. And so spirituality can definitely be. And then, for example, in Japan, what I've done for clients, and I did this for business people who are not your typical spiritual travelers, but they are an accountability group, and their whole ethos is to grow. So I threw a meditation class in Kyoto, Japan, into their itinerary.
Nice.
And And, you know, these were millionaires being, you know, slapped on the wrist by the monk for moving. And, you know, but it was really great for them. And I also did for them, I did a waterfall meditation. Ooh. And so this is a Hindu meditation ritual, mm-hmm. Where you go under a really cold waterfall, mm-hmm. and you learn to keep your mind really still and concentrate even while the freezing mm-hmm. cold water is falling on you. And it's called the Shinto water meditation, cold mm-hmm. water meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, and the guys had to dress in white, and they had the Shinto priest with them. And one of the guys wrote me and said that was the best experience of my life. And that just like, mm. you know, and they didn't come to me and say, I want a spiritual trip. These right. guys, okay. we did, you know, motorbiking and, you know, the little cars through the street of Tokyo, mm-hmm. you know. They were doing high adrenaline stuff most of the time, but I did throw those things in there, and they ended up being the thing that they remember the most,
mm.
you know? And so I also have used spirituality in my whole business ethos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read the 7 spiritual habits to success when I first started the business.
Mm.
That's an old book, but it really meant a lot to me. And I have also focused on having clients for life instead of one-time clients.
Mm.
And so that is an act of just giving and just giving.
Mm.
Always giving of right. your time, you know, giving of a surprise, you know, giving of, you know, if something goes wrong, you want to, you don't say, oh, you don't get defensive. You say, oh, I can't believe that happened. Let me see what I can do about it. You know, it's giving, you know? Yeah. And so that is a very important part of, you know, any good travel professional is a huge giver,
mm.
you know? And if you have travel professional in your life, send them a hug, send them an email right now. 'Cause you don't even know how many hours we pour over people's itineraries and just try to make everything perfect.
Yeah. You know, and that actually brings me to another question, because I know in this, okay, so we'll leave the pandemic out of it, but in definitely, I think of up until this time, a lot of people with the advent of the internet just felt, oh, well, I don't need, you know, I don't need to book with a travel agent or something like that. You know, I can do all this stuff myself. And they don't understand what a travel agent or even, I think you're probably more than a travel agent, but what they really do for people. Can you maybe explain a little bit? Because I know that I've in networking that I've done, and I've talked with people and I've gotten a little bit more educated, but I know in the past, just booking family vacations ourselves, we've usually just done it on our own. My daughter likes to do this stuff. I think in a previous life, she might have been a travel agent because she's really good at it. She's got a good knack for it. But can you maybe speak on that a little bit and why someone should, you know, have someone help, not try to do it all themselves. Let someone who is a professional help.
Well, we're a tour operator, so we focus on the whole package. So we do everything.
Okay.
A travel agent, it depends. Some of them are more like me where they want to do everything, and some of them will do just bits and pieces.
Okay.
So let's just talk about the people that do everything for you.
Yeah.
And so I found that there might have been a little bit of a time when that idea that you could do everything yourself on the internet could have made an impact, but I feel like it was very short-lived. People that use a tour operator or a travel agent that does everything for them,
mm-hmm.
Once they find somebody really good, they continue to return to that person, mm-hmm. because they don't have to worry about anything. First of all, when you have a vacation, especially if you live in the United States, your vacation mm-hmm. time may be very limited.
Right.
And so when you go to a country, It's very important that you're experiencing things the right way and that you're not wasting your time figuring things out on the fly. And so that's what we do, is that we have conversations with clients. We find out what they like. And then our knowledge that we've spent thousands of hours and thousands of dollars to accumulate, we are giving that to the client putting it into their itineraries. A tour operator, we buy everything at wholesale negotiated rates. So you're not paying more to buy with a tour operator. When you put everything together, you know, most of the cost that you pay is most everything you'll pay. You don't spend a lot while you're on the trip. I mean, you might go, if you like fancy restaurants and you want to go out for dinner to a fancy restaurant, you could throw a few hundred dollars away, I guess, a night. But other than that, like, most everything you could possibly need is taken care of. So it's really nice for your budget because you can budget ahead of time. A lot of times we take payments over the year, so you're paying out, you know, a little bit at a time and not all in one shot. I hope that answers your question. I don't know if it does.
Yeah, I think so. Because I do. I think people, or at least maybe it's just me, didn't totally understand the benefit of it. And like I said, I know if I want to go to Europe or I want to go to Peru or something like that, I think I definitely would want to invest in someone like yourself to make that process a lot easier. Cause sometimes I just get overwhelmed trying to plan a weekend in Florida, and it's like, so it's like, there's just too many choices. So I like the idea that you've already got the experience, you know what's available. And so to be able to talk to a client and find out what you're interested in, that then can take off the weight off of me. And then I just have to show up. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's really great because we know like where to stay and how to get places. And most of the itineraries, people do move fairly often during the trip. They're not staying in one place.
Right.
You know, maybe you don't need an agent if you're just going to go rent a villa somewhere.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Though I have to say, I went to a wedding where we stayed in a villa in Mexico, and so we didn't use any of our own services. We just, you know, went to stay. We were given the room in the villa. So we went to stay, and then the Hurricane Patricia came. And it was the biggest hurricane that was ever going to hit Mexico. Right. And it was coming straight to Puerto Vallarta. And our villa was beautiful, but didn't really have any walls. It was just like, you know, everything was open to the outdoors, except for the bedrooms, you know?
Yeah.
And so we called the villa owner, and this is a big villa rental company. I'm not going to say the name because I don't like to talk badly about anyone, but it was a big villa rental company.
Yeah.
And they said, go to the shelter. So they wanted us, and in the time of COVID, this is like, I can't even imagine.
I know.
Go to the shelter. And we were like, I'm going to go to a shelter, you know? So we called our own office and got a van, and we evacuated 30 people ourselves to Guadalajara on these buses. And we went and stayed the night there. So that's another reason why you want to use a tour operator, because the tour operator has your back.
Yeah.
You know, if you just rent like something, like it's not that they don't want to, but they're really not trained. You know, like if you own let's say you own a condo somewhere, you may not be trained to do evacuation. I mean, I don't know, you know, but this villa owner and this company was not trained to handle that. I mean, first of all, the fact that we had to call them several times to even get the answer, go to the shelter.
Yeah, that's not good.
and this was a wedding. They had planned a wedding, you know. So, anyway, that's a really good reason to why people use us, because we handle this kind of thing all the time. I mean, we've handled typhoons. We've handled earthquakes. Multiple strikes every year. There's a strike somewhere. what's happening now, protests, you know. We handle it all, you know.
That's good to know. Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, that did just make me a little concerned, like, oh, yes, we're into hurricane season. I'm hoping we're going to be spared because, yeah, I don't want to think about how we're going to handle sheltering in place. And, oh, boy, that's going to be okay. Cancel. Oh, it's going to be a nice, calm year. It's going to surprise everybody because God has decided that one thing at a time.
Maybe you need to drive to Michigan for hurricane season.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is nice up there in the summertime. Still humid, but it's nice. Is there any other maybe point regarding travel that we haven't touched on that you think would be important to know? Either, you know, dealing with the pandemic or not, as the case may be. Any last words of advice, maybe even for people who might even want to get into the business of travel, perhaps? Take your course, I think, right?
Yeah, for people who want to get into the business of travel, I would say there's a few things that you need to be good at. You need to be a giver. You need to be good, you know, really happy to give away your time. Some travel professionals charge for their time. But anyway, either way, you have to be a giver. You need to be someone who can get yourself into someone else's shoes and think about things from their perspective. So you need to have a lot of empathy. If you're passionate about travel and you are a giver, and you're detail oriented, that's another thing. If you're one of those people, I know my family, I grew up in Indiana and they used to say a little dirt never hurt. Well, you can't think like that in travel. You know, you have to think of every detail and you need to be good at research, but you also need to be good at making decisions. Cause I've seen people that research all day and can never make a decision. And so that hurts them. They're not able to move forward.
Right.
So if you have all of those abilities, or you think you can learn those abilities or grow those abilities, then I don't regret getting into travel. It's been the best blessing of my life. It's the best thing that happened. Well, my family, my husband and my kids. After that, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And every day you get up and you're basically living vicariously through your clients when you're home. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking about something that you love. And you're almost like, I feel like an artist, you know. I'm putting my design into every itinerary and my little details and so you get to do your art every day, your art of travel. And so I highly recommend it. You have to be really motivated and work hard and you sit too much. A lot of people, I know we used to hire people that would come off of a backpacking trip and say, I traveled the world, I can sell it now. And they used to get so bored of sitting there. So you have to be, you know, willing to sit there and really concentrate. And but you can also get out, like you can, you know, join clubs and, you know, get out and meet people in that way. That's a good way to get clients, you know. And you can do things that sometimes if you want, you can do something like you can travel with the clients. So that could be an idea, you know, if you have a book group or if you are a yoga teacher, you know, or some sort of breathing master, or, you know, you can travel with your clients and do a retreat. The ideas are just endless. And I have a course. So you can reach me at yampu.com and travelschool@yampu.com. And I have courses for people who are in the business and want to improve their game or for people who want to learn the business. So if you just email me there, I'll set you up with a class if you want to learn how to do it.
Awesome. And then I guess for anyone else who wants to start booking their 2021 or 22 travel plans, they can, the website, the best place for them to connect with you there as well.
Yes. Yes, I mean, just go on the website. I'm Monica at yampu.com. Our website has so many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us, you can email us, you can fill out a form, you can chat. Monica Rowski Experiences is my Instagram if you're on Instagram. And I'm sure you'll have that in the show notes. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. For anyone listening or watching, you can just go to liveloveengagepodcast.com and you'll be able to get all of that information. And this has been awesome. You've really whetted my appetite for definitely having someone, preferably you, plan my next big trip. So I'm definitely going to make sure that I keep your information handy, because travel is definitely something that's a big thing that I want to do. There's so many places I want to go. Cause it was like, as soon as we got back from Hungary, I was like, okay, well, now that I've done that, now I want to go back. Now that I know I can do it. It's like, now I want to go other places and see other things. And I love the idea of getting to know the local community, like learning to like cook or something like that. Cause I love cooking.
Yeah.
So like a cooking class somewhere, or just learning with the family or something. That would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah. So many places come to mind.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time. And thank you everyone who's listening and watching. I really appreciate you being here. And if you have any suggestions for things you would like to see us talk about here, please make sure that you comment, especially on my website. I know you can't really do that on iTunes. You know, I leave reviews, but if you go to the liveloveengagepodcast.com and leave me a comment there, that'll be great. Or YouTube as well. I've got on my YouTube channel. And until next time, as always, I encourage you. Yes, thank you so much, Monica. I appreciate it. And so I just wish all of you the ability to go out there and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Information about children with this disease is limited, but they are known to have had mild symptoms. Many organizations are responding accordingly, depending upon their area. It's best to stay home and away from others, especially when sick, and continue following healthy hand wash guidelines, covering mouth and nose and not touching your face or high-touch surfaces. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly, and for more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.